Welcome back. I have the opportunity and pleasure now to visit with Congressman Zach Nunn with me, Iowa's 3rd Congressional District. Congressman, thanks for visiting with me.
Well, hey, Aaron, thanks so much for having me on. And if you're okay with it, I want to jump in because we got a lot to cover here in a short amount of time.
We do. Let's talk about the Farm Bill. What's going on with the Farm Bill?
So right now we are working to deliver a Farm Bill to the floor for a vote in the House. We have worked very hard on this. We passed it during my first term. The Senate did nothing with it. We passed it again here in House Ag, and now we're ready to take it to the floor. And let me tell you, it passed overwhelmingly bipartisan, and we're going to push that momentum ahead of next week's vote on the House floor. But let me also emphasize here, we were able to get 21 provisions into the Farm Bill.
Wow.
21 provisions that I heard from Iowans, ironically, across all 21 counties. And so some of the ones that I really want to shout out here are we've been able to cut the USDA's farm ownership loan requirements from 5 years down to as little as 12 months. And that is huge. If you are a young and beginning farmer, you're not waiting half a decade to be able to help take over a farm. You can move on this within the year. And I think that is going to help not only the transition, but bring new people into farming who have been wanting to do this for a long time.
Yeah.
Another one we've worked on is establishing a national commission to tackle land affordability, credit access, and repel foreign farmland ownership. Think of China on this case. This
right,
is now
right.
A bill that we've helped lead. It's going to be in the final package. I also led an amendment that helps codify our Rural Reconnect program to expand broadband so that everybody in Iowa, whether you're just trying to watch, you know, the last season of Landman, or whether you're out there with an AI-enabled drone or tractor, we want to make sure everybody has the opportunity to use this, from small businesses to kids getting education. It's got to happen. I'm thrilled this is in here. Three more really quick little highlights. We reversed the Prop 12 mandates that made every Iowa pork producer a slave to whatever California dictated. That no longer is going to be the case. We increased the cost share for watershed rehabilitation. This is huge not only for water conservation, but builds on our good voluntary practices here. And we also cut the death tax and made 100% expensing permanent. I think this is huge when we talk about putting money back into family farms. Now you can buy that tractor, that combine, expense it in the same year. And if you hand it off to the kids or the family, you're not going to be paying the death tax on that. That is huge for us.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I'll highlight here, this is really actually came from one of our county sheriffs right in the district. We have been able to put real closure on puppy mills that Iowa continues to be ranked as one of the worst puppy mill producing states. USDA has known about this. They don't inform our local law enforcement, and as a result, the taxpayer is on the hook to shut these things down and care for the animals or put those animals down when they actually get discovered. So this is going to put U.S. Department of Agriculture on notice that they've got to inform local law enforcement. We also had a second amendment. It's called the Greyhound Protection Act. It's a simple ban on greyhound racing in Iowa. We've already gotten rid of it. It's cruel. It's inhumane. It's also used as a shadow for funneling a lot of illicit funds, particularly out of China. And I do want to flag this for us, Aaron. You know, a couple of Iowans raised concerns about language that could actually harm our sportsmen. And I'm a big pheasant hunter.
Yep.
I don't want our dogs not being able to hunt. So we made sure that we went straight to the Rules Committee and got this corrected. And I'm proud to say that anybody who hunts knows the bond between both the hunter and our dogs.
Absolutely.
And that is built on trust, it's respect, and it's the furthest thing I want from any bill going forward that would impact our sportsmen. So that is now language that is tight, it's correct, and I just want to say to any of your listeners, thank you for those of you who reached out and helped us make sure that greyhound racing is banned, but it doesn't have a bleed-on effect for anybody who is hunting with dogs. We're going to make sure that sport stays alive and well right here in Iowa.
I think the best part of hunting pheasants or ducks is getting to watch the dog work. Congressman,
that's right,
absolutely.
Exactly.
You know.
Well, those dogs are built for that. They love
absolutely
it.
Absolutely, they are. I love
that's
it.
Right.
So that's cool. So Congressman, this is going to happen. This is going to take place. It's going to get signed into law.
This is our goal.
Yes.
You know, I can't promise what the Senate's going to do. They have a separate but equal voice in this. We sent them a lineup last year, and then the Senate didn't do anything with it. I am hopeful that we can send them an overwhelming voice of the people that this is a great farm bill that people on both sides of the aisle can get behind, and we just ask the Senate, do your job.
You can only do
it because the president says he'll sign it.
Yes.
So we're as bullish as we can be.
So one of the other things, Congressman, I heard, I was talking to a lot of people, all of your staff, and they tell me that you're going to bring Vice President J.D. Vance by the studios here, and we're going to have a conversation in the near future. Is that right?
I am absolutely flirted with it. Well, you're breaking good news here. Look, J.D., the Vice President's coming to Iowa. He's going to be here for me on the 30th of April, so a week from Thursday. I'm going to introduce him to a number of our National Guard members who have just been incredible leaders in the field, including the Operation Hawkeye Strike, which took out the terrorist threats that harmed our guardsmen back in December. It was led out of Iowa, executed by Iowans, and it's a huge feather in the cap of the Iowa Guard. We're also bringing in the Gold Star families. Iowa has suffered a disproportionately large number of our guard and reservists who have been injured in this conflict. Yeah. We're going to recognize their sacrifice and service for keeping us all safe. But you're absolutely right. Then we're going to be spending some time in manufacturing. I'm going to see if he'll come by the studio and talk with you directly, Aaron. We'll see what happens here.
Okay.
But a couple of things we're going to highlight here are the work that we've already passed and that the Vice President's been a huge champion of. We all know this. No tax on overtime for our first responders.
Yep.
Can't wait for anybody who's doing overtime. We're seeing some of the highest tax returns in American history, $10,000 plus, particularly compared to last year. We're locking in 100% bonus depreciation and research and development credits. That builds manufacturing right here in the state of Iowa, and I'm thrilled why he's in town. We're going to highlight already some of the good results. Vermeer, which is a equipment manufacturer here in Iowa.
Yep.
It's already investing another $103 million in a facility right here in central Iowa. It's projected to bring 300 new jobs. Those are going to start at $35 an hour. The second group, Robinson Corporation, is coming into metal fabrication company. They could have gone anywhere in the world. They chose Iowa. They're going to be in my hometown of Altoona, Iowa. $77 million in an expansion, 100 jobs, $36 an hour. These are all things that the Vice President, not only does he support and has championed, I think we need to showcase the fact that there's real honor and capability in manufacturing jobs and trade jobs and apprenticeship programs, and Iowa's a great place to be able to lead the charge for it.
Absolutely. Representative Zach Nunn with me today. One other thing, Congressman, I know our time is getting short here, but tell me about the American Savings Act, Protecting American Savings Act. What is that?
Well, this is one of many bills that I've been privileged not only to lead, but to see passed into law. And right now, we are dealing with people's hard-earned paychecks, how they're investing for their pension, what their savings is going to be when they reach retirement. And tragically, in the United States, just two companies are responsible for 97% of shareholder voting in the United States. Think of this as that robo-voting, where all of a sudden a DEI or a specific type of item is trending, and it can change your entire retirement portfolio with little to no input from the Iowans who invested. So what we have done is something called the Institutional Shareholder Services effort to be able to protect American savings. And specifically, the bill was passed in financial services, including my Protect American Savings Act. It's a bipartisan bill that prohibits this type of robo-voting and bans it automatically voting based on some proxy advisor's firm recommendation, those two I talked about, versus actual financial advisors. It also restricts outsourcing of voting authority to third parties that do not have a fiduciary duty to the investor. Think about these as, potentially woke investors, motivated investors, or foreign investors.
Right.
And finally, it ensures that no investor or firm is required to cast a proxy vote unless obligated by responsibility. So this really gives all of us a lot more control over our retirement, and we know what is being invested in.
Congressman Zach Nunn, Congressman Nunn, you have to go. I know you have other appointments to get to. One other thing, tractors are rolling, planting is taking place. It's a beautiful thing right here in Sunshine Country. So I know that you enjoy that sort of thing, and it is absolutely wonderful to see. So thank you for your time.
We're going to see a lot of it this weekend. I'll be back in Iowa down in Ottumwa first, and yeah, I look forward to not only seeing tractors in the field, but all the good farmhands we'll see up at the co-op when we stop through.
Very good. Make it a great day. Thanks, Congressman.
Thanks, Aaron.